You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
My name is Renee Tai. I'm a Gomeroi Yina from northwest New South Wales. I'm a stay-at-home mum, but I'm also enrolled in an MBA. I'm also pursuing my own business.
We're talking today about the uproar, the controversy surrounding the Aboriginal flag. There are people calling for the flag to be retired and a new one be voted on, a competition to be instituted and the new flag voted on. Others are asking for so many different things, and you've got a different perspective from what's happening around the Aboriginal flag, the symbol of the Aboriginal people in this country.
My view is quite different to Free the Flag campaign. I'm actually pushing for a Retire the Flag campaign at present, and I have discussions online around that. I initially felt that with Free the Flag campaign, there was another voice in the community that wasn't actually being heard, and that was the voice of Aboriginal people that didn't want to embrace the flag anymore. They felt that it no longer represented them because of what has actually happened in the community.
Yeah. So why would one feel not quite represented by this flag? It's been around for many, many years. This is a flag that everyone sees as the Aboriginal flag in Australia. We all know it as a black man walking on a red soil under a red sun. This is some unifying theme behind this flag.
What's actually happened with the flag in Harold Thomas signing an agreement with Wham Clothing has actually stirred up emotions in community with people. One of the directors with Wham Clothing is Ben Wooster, and Ben Wooster is the former director of Biripi Arts. When he was a director at Biripi Arts, before it went into liquidation, he was actually pulled into court by the ACCC. That was on misleading, deceptive conduct. And what actually happened with that is that he ended up with a $2.3 million fine. Well, that business, Biripi Art, went into liquidation. Whilst that was actually happening, he went over and kick-started another business. As far as I'm aware, he isn't able to pay the fine with Biripi Art, but he's gone on to start this new business, and there's been no consequences. ASIC hasn't even taken away his right to become a director, which is something that should have been approached. You know, there should have been questioning around whether his duty of care was lacking in the position, because obviously there was a lack of duty of care, because he wouldn't be fined. He wouldn't have been pulled into court with the ACCC. So there's all those issues around that.
Yeah.
And then he's gone on to start a new business with Celine Moore.
Yeah.
And immediately signs an exclusive license with Harold Thomas to be able to use the flag. And what's more, he's gone on to further extend that license from clothing to digital and print. Basically, if Aboriginal people who are in business want to be able to use the flag, they have to pay a fee. That's not okay. The fact that he has gone into business with a man who has exploited Aboriginal people, that's unethical.
Yeah.
You know, they have every right in the world under legislation to be able to sign that agreement.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
But as it stands from a business perspective, it's not ethical. What is done to Aboriginal people, it's not okay.
But then the Aboriginal people have embraced and accepted that flag as a unifying symbol under which all the events are held, all demonstrations, and this is a flag that is carried with pride all over the country. Every event you go to, if it's Indigenous, you will see people wearing that flag. You will see bumper stickers. You'll see it everywhere. It's the symbol of the Aboriginal people.
Yes, that's true. It was thought to have been a design that unified people through the land rights movement. And Aboriginal people did. They embraced it. They elevated it. It became a part of Aboriginal people's identity.
Yeah.
And Aboriginal people were led to believe that it was the people's flag.
Yeah.
And then all these issues around copyright have come to a head. It's understandable that there is still a sense of pride in it.
Yeah.
Because it's been a part of so many triumphs and so many tragedies. It's been a part of history. But that too is the sad part of it, because in essence, it could also be said that it's one of the biggest mistakes in Aboriginal history for our people to have elevated that flag and given it the power it has. Because if we think about it, the people who actually initially elevated that flag, if they knew what the events that would transpire to this day, would they have given it the power that it has?
Yeah.
I'm not sure that they would if they knew that Aboriginal people would be denied the right to use it, that it would be used for a profit, that there would be any kind of a relationship, a business relationship, with an individual who has exploited Aboriginal people, and there's no protection from that.
So is it the case with other flags around Australia, that flags can be protected under copyright?
With the Australian flag, it's free and available to the people.
Yeah.
There's a commons licensing. You don't have to pay a fee for it. There are some rules around how to use it. But if you're an Australian and you want to go ahead and you want to stick the flag on some of your clothing or products, you don't have to ask the government and pay a fee.
Yeah.
That's, you know, it's free. Even as far as I'm aware, with the Torres Strait Islander flag, there's no fees involved in there. They just have to request permission from the council that holds the copyright. Once they've gotten approval, then they just acknowledge the author. But it's free. You don't have to pay a fee, not personally, not commercially.
Yeah. Would a small fee be acceptable, something symbolic, like $5 just going to the cause of an artist or maybe helping the community? Would that be acceptable, or it's just totally out of principle, this should never, never, ever happen?
Out of principle, it shouldn't. It's a real slap in the face to Aboriginal Australia.
Yeah.
The fact that, you know, we could freely use the Australian flag. We could go ahead and stick another flag on, the Torres Strait Islander flag, and not have to pay a fee if we needed to use that for one reason or another for the community.
Yeah.
But we can't use the Aboriginal flag. To be honest, there are so many talented Aboriginal people in this country.
Yeah.
And there are plenty of people who would be willing to give to the Australian people.
Yeah.
They would surrender their copyrights.
Yeah.
And design a flag that Aboriginal people can be united under and share their pride.
Yeah.
In fact, there were other flags that existed around the time that Harold designed his. There were flags being made.
Yeah. Now, your view is that the flag should be retired. Now, if it's retired, how would it be retired? How would the process of retiring this flag happen? And by what would it be replaced? Because you need a unifying symbol. It's a very powerful symbol for the nation, for the people. It's a very, very powerful icon.
That's true. I feel that the voice of the community needs to be heard.
Yeah.
The voice of grassroots Australia. I feel that it would be appropriate to approach all the lands councils in Australia and ask them to be able to put it forward to members to run a competition and ask whether they want a competition to be able to have a flag that represents their own nation.
Yeah.
And then we could also have another flag that represents all First Nation people united. what's happened with Aboriginal people in the past is that our self-determination and our empowerment, it's been taken away. The government has taken that.
Yeah.
And this is actually an opportunity for Aboriginal people out there to be able to take back our self-determination and our empowerment. This is an opportunity to have a symbol that we can have flags for each nation and have copyright remain with the people at land rights, at land councils.
Yeah.
And, you know, because at land councils, that is where the grassroots people are. That is where Aboriginal Australia is. They're the peak bodies that control our land. So why not our flags too? You know, the members have a say in that. The people have a say in that.
One particular land council, the New South Wales Aboriginal Land Council, has actually a very powerful flag, and this flag has got the Aboriginal colours in it. The colours are already part of the national narrative.
They are, that is true, and I completely agree with that. I have a couple of business concepts, and two of those business concepts, I've designed logos around those colours. I've did letterhead. The colours are in my letterhead.
Yeah.
So I understand completely what you're saying. We've embraced the flag, the colours. We've run with that story for so long. But, you know, something very serious has happened in the community. And if this is not a reason to retire a flag, well, I have to ask them what is. Because Aboriginal people have been used, we've been exploited. That's just not okay, you know. To be able to make a change at this point, we could have something very remarkable that's happened, because in the past, Aboriginal people have lost, we've lost our identity as a result of dispossession and colonisation.
Yeah.
You know, we were once not able to show pride in our culture. We weren't able to live our culture. We were forced into assimilation, but we've moved forward and empowered ourselves in community.
Yeah.
And now that we have an opportunity, why not celebrate our culture? Why not share a symbol of each individual nation? Because the traditional country of Aboriginal Australia, it wasn't actually designed or set up as contemporary Australian society is. Just one nation.
Yeah.
Aboriginal Australia is like Europe with many nations. And, you know, we have a treaty that, you know, moving forward in Victoria, you know, Australia is starting to push towards treaty. I feel that every individual nation should be represented. We're looking at treaties to be able to show respect and to acknowledge the traditional people of each country. Well, why not share that symbol in a flag as well?
So that would mean every nation would have their own flag. I saw the commentary, actually, I haven't come across a point of view like yours, but I saw a lot of commentary on online about a lot of anger, actually, against Harold Thomas. Have you seen those comments flying around?
There is a lot of emotion in community.
Yeah.
Because of what the flag actually means to people, the actions that Harold Thomas has taken, it stirred up these raw emotions. People are feeling heartbreak. They're feeling anger. They're feeling upset. Yeah. There is a lot of emotion out there. And every person is trying to express that. They're trying to manage that. We're wondering, what's going to happen with the flag?
Yeah.
You know, there's another campaign going, Free the Flag campaign. They've expressed their heartbreak. They still love the flag and they still want the flag. And that's completely understandable. It's been around for 48 years.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of triumphs, there's a lot of tragedies that have come under the flag. You know, it's been a part of their lives for so long. They do have that sentiment where they want to continue to hold on to that, which is understandable, but I have a different school of thought.
No, your view is quite unique. I haven't come across this particular view. But what do elders and community leaders and opinion leaders think about this topic? Because I haven't come across a lot of the leaders' comments.
There aren't actually a lot of leaders' comments online. You need to engage with those leaders and speak to them about it. For example, with the New South Wales Aboriginal Land Council, they've just recently posted support for Free the Flag campaign.
Yeah.
The business itself is supporting the flag and to be able to make that freely available to the people.
Yeah.
But only be presuming about what individual people within that organisation would feel.
Yeah.
You know, as for other leaders in the community, I've heard some talk that, you know, people that have been a part of the land rights movement in the earlier stages, they're very angry and they're very upset with what's happened with the flag. I've actually heard that some don't want it as well. It's up to everybody out there in the community to be able to, you know, get out and express their views and, you know, to make that known, because at the moment, as it stands, it's just, it's really not okay that Harold Thomas continued to profit off that flag and off the exploitation of Aboriginal people, because basically that is what it is.
Yeah.
With Ben Worster's association with the flag, it is an exploitation of Aboriginal people.
It's a valid point to make, since it's copyrighted and the fees being paid, royalties being paid. Why should it be when other flags are used without having to pay any royalty?
My understanding is that no flag in the world has a private copyright that allows for a profit by a company and an author. The Australian flag, that's free. The Torres Strait Islander flag, that's free as well. Both flags were designed through competitions and copyrights surrendered as part of the terms and conditions. There's so many talented artists who are willing to surrender their copyrights to design a flag for the pride of their nation and people, and as a civic duty as well. So paying a fee, it's a slap in the face to Aboriginal people, and it's disrespectful. The flag was understood to have been given to the people during the land rights movement. No exchange of money was heard of. There are particular people out in the community, including an activist at the time, Gary Foley, who'd spoken out and stated that, or he understood it to be designed for the people. And really, the flag has no value. It's worthless without the people behind it. It was the people who gave it power, who elevated it to a position of prominence in the country. We've embraced it. It's the kind of thing where it wouldn't be worth anything. No amount of money ought to be paid. And that was the original terms for the flag. So when you think about it, if Harold wants to make a profit along with Wham and receive a fee, then why should we not just retire the flag? Let the people release from exploitation. Let us remove the monetary value from the flag. Then we can start a new journey for a new era and have new flags designed whilst advancing towards a treaty so that all nations are represented. Because the flag's copyright should not be an item to be profited from.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.